Hey there, sit down, make yourself comfortable, and grab a cup of tea. Welcome to the 121st episode of Thea's Tea. Thanks for tuning in. For this week's tea talk, I'm drinking some redberries infused black tea. I thought it was going to be more disgusting, but actually it's quite good. I don't know if it's because I added a lot of sugar, but yeah, that's what we're drinking today. It's kind of weird, like I don't exactly like black tea infused flavors, but I brought this box of like 25 individual tea bags, so I better use it. The mug I'm drinking it in is this white mug that has a giant tea on it in honor of my name, of course. And yeah, it's just a very big, like, notorious letter. I feel like these types of mugs are very basic, but I don't know, I just love mine. I always wanted one like that. As for the setup of this episode, it's currently a Saturday night and I am reporting from the comfort of my home. It's been pretty chilly, so I have the heat on. It's dark out. I have mascara on and I can just like feel it. I can't wait to take it off. And yeah, that's kind of like the setup. I'm on the little like dining table, if that's what you can call it, at my apartment. I've got the laptop in front of me and yeah. Happy to be here recording this episode for you guys. I am in a completely different place than I was a week ago. So let's talk about my life update. I am done with finals. I'm officially done with my first semester of school here in France. And I feel just like overall it went well. I mean, obviously, you know, it's a process of adaptation, and especially since I was coming from a completely different educational system, I feel like, you know, like leveling up was a little bit difficult, and maybe that was kind of reflected in my results, but I feel like overall, I should be proud of my results, and yeah, obviously, like, I don't know exactly how I did, because I don't have all of my grades back yet, but it's honest work, and I can be proud of that. So yeah, I just feel very happy that I finished. I mean, I'm probably more happy with the fact that I finished finals than the fact that I like completed a whole college semester. But it's, and like this weekend I've had moments where it's like, whoa, you did like a whole semester, you know, like that's a lot to be proud of. And it's, I don't know, I feel like it's a good experience. I'm happy. And yeah, it was overall pretty enriching. The next semester is going to be hard, but I have been warned. And yeah, I hope that I can, that what I'm doing can really work for me, you know, and if it doesn't, then hopefully find way, like find what differences I need to make sure that it does work for me, if that makes sense. And I remember last week I was like, I said that I would be the happiest person in the world when I finished finals. And I know people sometimes just like say that when they're going through a tough situation, and then when they exit that tough situation, they aren't ecstatic. But honestly, for me, I am. Like, I said I was going to be the happiest person in the world, and I definitely am. Like, I cannot explain to you guys the freedom I have felt this weekend. Like, it has just been so nice knowing that I don't have any tasks to do for school, like nothing pending, like I can truly do other things. And it's been so nice. This weekend I had a list of things to do and I've been so excited to do all of them, and none of them are school related. So it's just been so nice and like truly enjoyable for me to focus my attention to other things. And it's like, obviously, you know, this week I will have to get back in school mode, but I have classes for 2 weeks and then I have holidays again. So it's just like pretty smooth sailing. Like I can't complain. I feel like everything's going well. And yeah, that just makes me really happy. A couple of the things that I've been doing this past weekend have been shopping. I got film developed. Like yesterday I went into town and like I did some errands, so I got film developed. It was really fun. It was the first time shooting on this secondhand camera I got. And obviously you get what you pay for. They weren't perfect, but it was still just like such a fun experience, you know, to like get them developed and just like the intrigue and being able to take that camera around everywhere. So that was definitely really fun. And I also got like a scented candle and like an air freshener for my apartment and a notebook and a folder for this upcoming semester. So it was just really fun for me to get those knickknacks. Today I made arepas, a traditional Colombian food, and it was kind of a disaster. I literally broke my French press in the process. I had to remake the batter. It was much more complicated than it needed to be. But I was so blessed because my grandma was on FaceTime with me for like an hour and a half, helping me sort through things, explaining to me how to do things, and just like encouraging me. It was so nice to just be able to chat with her for that long and like not be rushed. So yeah, eventually I got my arepas done, and it was so nice just like knowing that I did the extra effort to have like a food that brings me back home. I don't know, I feel like that was a really nice gesture towards myself. Another thing I did to prepare for this upcoming semester is I downloaded GoodNotes. I have been an iPad girl for the past year, but frankly there are some glitches that have been bothering me and that I haven't been able to shake off in this time. So I decided that this semester I would try out GoodNotes, and who knows, maybe I'll stick to GoodNotes. Maybe I'll realize that Notability was in fact better for me. But yeah, so I downloaded the app, you know, messed around with it, tried to see like how everything works, and created like my folders and my notebooks for my classes this semester. So I feel like that just really got me into the next semester mood. And this weekend I've also taken the time to like talk to people back home. I feel like I'm always talking to people back home, whether it be like my immediate family or, you know, just like different friends and people. But, you know, really taking the time to maybe like do FaceTime calls this weekend, or, you know, like reach out to people that I hadn't talked to in a while. And that was also really nice. And yeah, otherwise just like chilling, you know, like sleeping in. It's been so fun. I only had like probably 5 days of the past semester where I didn't wake up with an alarm, weekends included. I always just put on an alarm. And so letting myself sleep in these past few days has been such a treat. And then also I went to a party the day I finished exams to really just celebrate. And yeah, I don't know, going out hasn't been like something that appealing to me. Like partying has been really exhausting the past few times I've done it, so I've been kind of like unmotivated to go out. But this was a Latino party, so of course I went and I had the best time ever. But yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I don't really have that much energy to keep like going out that much. So yeah, there's that. And then today I went to grab a coffee with some friends and walk around the city. So yeah, this past weekend has been like so refreshing, so enjoyable for me, and I feel like it's really just put me, like it's let me like refresh, recharge and everything to put me in the best headspace for the semester of hard work that's ahead. So yeah, I'm really like grateful. What are we going to be talking about this episode? Being alone. I feel like this is a topic that has been circulating a lot recently. I don't know, I feel like I've just heard a bunch of podcasts about it. Everybody's been talking about it. I just feel like it's kind of everywhere around me, at least. And at first I was kind of like, whatever. But I don't know, now I feel like I truly have a connection with it, like a reason to talk about it and genuinely just things to say. So yeah, I feel like I'm in a place where I can talk about being alone and where I have like personal experiences and anecdotes and just opinions that I think are relevant. Something that I've noticed is I feel like a lot of people around me can't seem to be alone. So the other day I was talking with a friend about a restaurant that I really wanted to go to, but how I didn't think anybody would want to go with me, so I was just like gonna go alone. She was like, what? Like, how are you gonna go alone? Like, no, that can't be. And in my head I was like, it's fine. Like, I don't mind going alone. Like, I care about going to that restaurant, you know. So yeah, I just like her reaction kind of surprised me, like the fact that she would be so appalled is quite a strong word, but like she did seem kind of like against the idea of me going alone to a restaurant. So I was like, that just stood out to me. And then it got me thinking, I have this other friend that every time I tell her about like something I do or a place I go, she always seems to ask like who I was with, or if I was alone, or if I went with somebody. And at first I thought it was like a one-time thing, but and then I realized like numerous occasions, like every time I talk to her about things that I do, she always asks like who else participated. And I don't know if that's maybe just like a way she shows that she's like involved or like she cares, or maybe just like a follow-up question to like continue the conversation. But I like, it stood out to me that whatever I told her I was up to, she would always be intrigued about like who I was with, you know. And like, obviously I don't know why she was asking and that doesn't really matter, but it stood out to me. And I was like, huh, like why is there so much talk about who you're doing things with or if you're doing things alone? And that got me thinking, like, I guess I'm in a pretty good point in my life where I can be alone and I feel like comfortable doing so, like chilling in my house or, you know, like running errands. Yeah, I feel like I can comfortably, you know, just like stay in at my house. Like, for instance, today it's a Saturday night and I'm here in the comfort of my own home. Like, I feel like if I have a night in, I really make the most out of it and I make it enjoyable. And like running errands, I have like days where I just go into town and I do some shopping or I like get, you know, like the adult things I need to do done. For instance, like I did, like I mentioned in the life update, and, you know, like I do my little shopping sprees. I say this like I've done it, like I've been to parks. I say like I've been a million times, but I went one time and it was something that I feel like I can repeat. You know, I took myself to a park and just like contemplated life and like chilled there alone for a while. And yeah, I can like treat myself, you know, like maybe, you know, if I walk past a bakery that I like, I'll go in and I'll get something for myself and I'll just like eat it there alone. Or I can go to cafes alone and like not be bothered by it and not care what other people think. So like reflecting on all this, it's like, huh, like I don't feel like I have a problem with being alone in public, you know? And obviously I'm no expert. I'm not perfect at being alone. I'm not alone all the time. However, I do feel like I have some wisdom to pass on to others my age, especially from like the remarks that I heard from my friends recently. I feel like I do have something to say about being alone and there are like lessons that I can transmit. And as I said, like I'm not perfect at being alone. There are still some things that I feel like I can't do alone. For instance, like travel alone, I feel like I'm not quite yet at the point where I can do that. Because like I have taken flights alone, but there's always somebody waiting for me at the other destination or somebody's house that I'm staying at, you know, like it's not, oh, you're in this new unknown city, like completely on your own, like débrouille-toi. And I feel like I can't quite do that yet. Like knowing myself, I feel like I would arrive there and completely break down. Like, what are you supposed to do from there? How are you supposed to move around? What do you do? Where do you stay? Like, I feel like that is too much. So I'm obviously not an expert of being alone. And another thing, like I know I talked about going to the restaurant alone, but I've never been to a restaurant alone. I've been to like cafes or like bakeries and stuff like that, but not like a full entire meal in a restaurant or like a busy restaurant. So that I have yet to do, but that's something that I do feel comfortable doing. Like when the circumstance comes, I feel like I can do it. But yeah, I just want to clarify that I haven't done that yet. A quick little disclaimer before we start. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about being alone, like being physically alone, like not being with other people, which is different to loneliness. Loneliness is the feeling of being alone, like you don't have people in your life or you don't feel like you have support. You don't feel like there are people there for you. And it has nothing to do with like your physical surroundings. You can be physically with people, so like you're not alone, but you do feel lonely. So yeah, I just wanted to make that distinction. Maybe you clicked on this episode thinking that I was going to address loneliness, but I'm not. I'm going to be talking about physically being lonely. I have talked about loneliness on the podcast, so I'll link those episodes in the show notes along with everything else I mentioned. So what's the big deal about being alone? I feel like this kind of hit me because I moved to a pretty unknown place on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, where I mean, I had like some like family connections, but in terms of like friends and everything, I got to a completely clean slate. And just to like fathom, you know, this transition, I moved from a city where I had like 50 people that I could reach out to if I ever wanted to make plans or go out or talk about situations in my life, to a place where initially I had zero. So yeah, I was alone. Also, I had to figure out a bunch of adulting on my own. For instance, when I was back home, if there was like a relevant or, you know, like current situation, I would consult with other people my age or that I knew were going through the same thing. And now, at this point in my life, if I have like a problem with adulting, I'll just ask my friends about it to see if any of them has been through it or if like they have the answer or they know somebody who may have. But at the beginning, before, like when I had just gotten here, and I didn't have like friends or references to be able to ask to about those things. And obviously, like, my friends back home didn't know about this. Like, I was completely alone in that sense, and I did have to figure out these things on my own. So it's that combination of factors that I feel like really pushed me to confront, you know, being alone physically, like in public, like, you know, walking around alone, but also just like navigating life on your own, figuring things out on your own, finding the answers on your own. I feel like that's a really big part about being alone that people usually don't talk about. In the episodes that I've listened of podcasts, or just like when I hear people talking about being alone, they usually talk about like, oh, you know, go out to restaurants alone and don't be embarrassed. But they don't talk that much about just navigating life and going through life alone, which I feel like is something that is also really important. And the thing is, you need to know how to navigate life alone. Most of the time, there will be people along the way that can help you, accompany you, guide you, and that's great, and you should definitely take advantage of that when that happens. But for instance, think of my situation, where there was a period of my life where I didn't have that. I feel like I really did need to figure things out alone. And it's just something you need to know how to do. Like, you never know when you could be in this situation, you know? And it's not like you need to do everything alone in life, but just, I feel like it's important to have that kind of wake-up call that it could happen, or you could be in a situation where you're completely alone, and you need to know how to figure that out. I also must say that I feel like it's so empowering to be able to go out into the world and do things on your own, not having to rely on others. Because the thing is, other people can be pretty unreliable, and if you kind of just like shape your existence surrounding that, you know, surrounding like other people, like when you can make plans with other people and have that be the only circumstance under which you do things, if you think about it, like, you're leaving like your life up to other people, you know, like they're in control, they're deciding things, whether it be indirectly. And I don't know, it just gets you thinking, do you want the other people to be kind of dictating your life, or do you want to feel like you have greater control over that? Like, you're truly making the calls, and how like other people's decisions won't directly like influence you that much. And it's not bad to have other people in your life, to make decisions with them, and to have them play kind of like an active role in your life. I'm not saying that at all, but I just feel like sometimes there are people that let that be the primary factor that guides them through life, and that shows them what to do, which paths to take, which activities to take upon, and sort of do everything in function of that. And I feel like that's not necessarily the best way. Something that comes to mind is back home, I remember like it would be a phenomenon between my friends and just my surroundings to sign up for things together. For instance, if there was a volunteering program, I noticed that a bunch of my friends would usually do that like in groups, or, you know, in couples, you know, like sign up together, meet up together the same day, go there, do the activity together. Or for instance, when you sign up for classes to get your license, you know, do that with a friend, go to the classes with your friend, and just like pick somebody to do it with and have like the whole experience together. Obviously, that's super fun. It's super reassuring knowing that you're going to have a person by your side for these maybe intimidating or new experiences. But if you kind of get in the habit of always doing that on, not always, but just even sometimes doing it on your own, I feel like it can be so much more enriching, just even by the simple fact that if you go into a new place knowing nobody, that kind of forces you to meet new people. Versus if you go to a new place with a friend you already know, you'll have them to talk to, and you won't really need to talk to other people and get to know new people. So just that is enough a reason. But also, I feel like if you get used to putting yourself in new situations on your own, it builds character, it makes you more confident, and suddenly the idea of going to new places is less intimidating. So I just feel like those are some of the benefits that come from that, and it's something that I remembered, again, on the note of like being alone and just doing things alone. Something that I really think about is, what do you do when someone cancels on you? If you had plans with somebody and they tell you that they can no longer follow through with them. Sometimes I feel like it does make sense to push things over. For instance, if you want to meet up with a friend, you make plans to meet up with the friend, and you decide, for instance, to go get something to eat, and then your friend cancels on you and says, oh, I can't get something to eat with you today. I feel like in that situation, it does make sense to just like take a rain check, reschedule it, and leave it at that. Like, I wouldn't say that you need to like follow through with that and go to eat alone. But on the other hand, if you had something to do and you decided to do it with somebody else, and then the other person cancels on you, under those circumstances, I feel like it would make sense to follow through with that on your own. And the primary difference between those two scenarios is the purpose. I feel like in the first example, what you wanted to do from the beginning was spend time with that friend. So when they canceled and the only thing left was going out to eat, but without them, it's like, oh, you know, that wasn't initially my purpose. That's not initially like what I wanted to do. So it just makes sense to push back the plan altogether. But in the other example, notice that I said that it was something that you had to do and you decided to embark this other friend on with you. Now they can no longer join you, but that still remains something that you have or want to do. So under that circumstance, I feel like it does make sense to just do it on your own. And I don't intend that to be like a rule of life, like always follow these instructions. But it's just like in retrospect, like, I don't know, like something got me thinking in life of like what you do when people cancel on you. And I feel like it's worthy to like ask yourself about this. This is something that I heard specifically in one podcast episode that I'll link in the show notes as well by Laura Medley. But yeah, you know, I hadn't really thought about that before, but now I feel like I'm more mindful about having my plans canceled, and I think twice about, well, am I not going to do this altogether, or am I still going to do it alone? Once again, a disclaimer, I love human beings, I love interacting with people, I love spending time with people, I love having other people in my life, and I definitely think that brings beauty and just color and like new things into your life. I'm so here for it. But I feel like you also do need to have security that you alone are a reason to keep going. If you have no people in your life, or if you have a day where you don't interact with people, like, that's okay. It's not that other people make your life worth living. I feel like you really need to have just the peace of mind and really know, like, from the depths of your heart that people are great, but you are number one, and this is your life. And if you can't find a purpose of doing things or going out or investing money, you know, stuff like that, if it's just you, I feel like you need to reevaluate things. Now that I've explained to you why it's important to learn to be alone, let's talk about how to actually get into it. I think the key is knowing that you can't be embarrassed about being alone. And I know that's so easily said, but I'm going to elaborate on that. I feel like you really need to do a shift in perspective. How does this look like? The way I see it now in my life is, for instance, if I went to the cinema alone and I ran into somebody there, like somebody that's not alone, like for instance, one of my friends that went with somebody else, okay? So I went alone and I ran into somebody I know that didn't go alone, basically. I wouldn't feel embarrassed that they saw me doing something on my own. To the contrary, I would feel proud that they ran into a moment in which I was being such a girl boss out and about on my own. That's genuinely the way I see it. And if I'm completely honest, sometimes when I'm on my own, I kind of hope that I'll run into somebody I know just so that they can see me and be like, wow, like she is doing things alone and she's not afraid and she's not ashamed. And she's just so comfortable in her own presence and in her own company that she can do these things and be totally happy about it. So I feel like you really do need to do that internal shift. And I feel like it just kind of happened with me, so I can't tell you exactly how to change the way you think or change the way maybe your brain is currently wired. There's no easy way to do that. But I just feel like you need to know that, I mean, obviously you should push yourself to do it even if you don't feel this shift yet. But I feel like the reason I'm so comfortable doing things alone is because I have this perspective on it. So if you don't have this perspective, I feel like maybe it should change. I just can't exactly tell you how. But I don't know, maybe hopefully just hearing this new idea and this new perspective can open your mind a little bit. This is an invitation to not view things as like less worth it just because there isn't somebody else involved. Activities that you plan should feel just as important if you're doing them with a loved one and if you're doing them on your own. For instance, when I plan my weekend and I plan like a shopping spree or an outing, I view it like with as much importance and value if it's with someone else and if it's on my own. And I feel like that really is the attitude we should adopt. I must say, I really do love the experience of going out alone and doing things alone. For instance, and I am talking a lot about like going out alone because I feel like, for instance, when your house, if you live alone or if you have your own room, I feel like it's pretty normal to be alone and it's not necessarily time that you carve out and you're super intentional with. So that's why I'm orienting this episode maybe towards like doing things out and about alone, especially since that can be more intimidating. And since it's not something that you kind of have to do, pushing yourself to do it can be a little bit more challenging. So that's why this episode is taking kind of this focus. But yeah, as I was saying, I genuinely love the experience of going out and doing things alone. Sometimes I'll be on the tramway and I won't even look at my phone or listen to anything. Like I'll just be present in the moment. And I know that's very hard in the 21st century where we have so many opportunities to be entertained and like so much stimuli. But I feel like in those moments, especially in public transportation, I can just really appreciate not the stillness because there's so much going around, but just give myself the gift of contemplating things without feeling like I need to be doing more, like I need to be checking my email or doing these other productive things. Genuinely, sometimes in the tramway, I'll just be with my thoughts, thinking, letting my mind wander, or looking around me, you know, people watching or looking at the sights. But sometimes, like, don't get me wrong, I'll sometimes do that. But sometimes I will listen to music or listen to a podcast or call someone. Like, that can also be fun. But my point is, I find ways to enjoy the experience and I listen to myself. If some days I feel like just doing nothing, then I'll do nothing in that moment, you know? Or if sometimes I want a little bit more of like a stimulus, then I'll give myself that as well. But I don't know, I really find the moments on public transportation enjoyable because I can take the time and be productive and do things that I have pending, or I can just contemplate life and take it really chill. At the end of the day, the most effective way to getting into doing things alone is simply by doing it. I feel like you can take two approaches. Maybe you can go to places that you're already comfortable in just on your own, and that way it's like a familiar environment. It's not that intimidating. Or you can take the complete opposite approach and decide to go to new places and really make them your own. For instance, if you go to a restaurant that you've never been before and the first time that you go, you're on your own, kind of like in your brain, you're associating that with a space that is like completely yours, if that makes sense. And I feel like both approaches are very valid and very powerful. Just ask yourself which one aligns more with you. And you don't even necessarily have to choose. Like, you can do both. But yeah, I just feel like being intentional with where you choose to go, maybe the first few times, in order to make it as pleasant or as enriching an experience as it can be, and as overall just like less scary, if that's what concerns you. And I feel like something to help you really make sure that you're able to do these things is to choose activities that you're excited about. And the key here is you don't care if you're doing them with others or alone. You know, plan something that you're so excited to do that it doesn't matter if other people go with you. Like, you don't need other people to go with you to enjoy it. And yeah, since it's something that you are so excited about, you can do it alone and have a really good time. I've given examples throughout the episode, but yeah, I feel like a big part, for instance, is going out to eat, you know, a meal or at a cafe or at a bakery, going out to walk, also just wander around, going to the cinema, parks, museums, sightseeing, maybe like a lot of date activities that you can do on your own. Or yeah, just ask yourself, like, what do you like to do with friends, and try doing that alone. Or yeah, even it can be like boring or things that you have to do either way, for instance, errands, but finding a way to make it just like intentional and something that you look forward to and just something special overall. The last thing I want to talk about is another aspect that people usually bring up when they talk about being alone. And it's like enjoying your own company being comfortable with yourself and all of that. So I must say, this is something that I've never struggled with. I feel like I've always had, it sounds kind of silly, but a good relationship with myself. I feel like I've always been honest with myself. An example of this is I always admit it to myself when I like somebody. I feel like a lot of people sometimes lie to themselves when they like somebody and they don't admit it to themselves. But I feel like I've always been very upfront with that, with myself. And yeah, I feel like I'm very transparent with myself, which kind of sounds silly. But honestly, I feel like there are people that aren't transparent with themselves. So yeah, I feel like that's not my case. I feel like I've always had a good relationship with myself. But I do want to talk about bonding with yourself. First of all, it is a day-to-day thing. I feel like it's how you interact with yourself daily. And it's, yeah, how you've been to yourself your whole life. And I don't want to say that as like, it's a lost cause. You know, if you haven't been kind to yourself your whole life, you won't change it now. Like, no, that's not at all what I'm trying to say. But I do want to emphasize the element that you shouldn't worry about bonding yourself only on these days where you choose to spend time with yourself. You know, it doesn't exactly work like that. It's something that you should invest in day to day. I honestly think that one of the most important things you can do when you're alone is letting your mind wander. I know this isn't like easy or good for everybody if you maybe sometimes have like intrusive thoughts or like dangerous thoughts. But if you're in a mentally healthy and stable place, I feel like letting your mind wander is one of the best things you can do, because so much is happening in our lives. There's so many things going on. And sometimes just like turning it all off and like listening to your own thoughts, what comes into your head, what situations you think of, what scenarios in your life come to mind, what relationships you think of, just listening to things that randomly come into your head, like that is so important. That's something that I've loved doing ever since I was a little girl. Just listening to what comes up in your head and kind of having a conversation with yourself, that can entertain me for hours. Like there's so much stored in your brain. Just listen to it. And that's why I did the podcast in the first place, to give all of that a home. But I also do it on my own. I really just invite you to think of your life in a non-intimidating way. Like, not ask yourself like, oh, what do I want to do in 5 years? What's my 5-year plan? What do I want to do after college? Like, no, not stressful things like that. But just of your day-to-day life. Like, maybe if it's a situation that happened with your friend, maybe if it's gossiping, like gossip with yourself. It's okay. or yeah, just things that have been happening. I feel like sometimes we need time to process things. Like, for instance, maybe something happened in your life the other day, and you're like, whoa, I can't believe that happened. You just like think about it, try to understand it. Like it sounds so obvious and silly, but sometimes you don't give ourselves the space to just kind of like think about everything that has happened in our lives. As I said, there's so many things going on around us in the world. Like it's crazy. Sometimes we just need moments to like think and process, and like you don't even have to force it. It's all these thoughts will pop into your mind, you know? Also really taking in what's around you. That's why I love public transport, because you just see all of these people and you can learn about them, like not in a weird stalker way, but like, you know, they're right in front of you. Like just observe the world around you, man. You know, like there's so much going on. There's so much you can learn. And I feel like it's so entertaining. Like there's so much going on. It can entertain you for a long time. So yeah, I feel like the point of this is you really don't need to force anything. There are endless sources of entertainment around you and within you. So I feel like that's a really important part of bonding with yourself. I'm sorry if this advice couldn't seem like more transcendental, but I feel like it really is just as simple as that. I feel like what I want you guys to take away from this section is like bonding yourself isn't this crazy out of this world thing. Sometimes all you need to do is be quiet. What are my conclusions for this episode? It's kind of like some final thoughts. If somebody brings up being alone in like a pejorative way, I feel like you can handle that just with grace, because that's kind of what I have done, and I feel so empowered. For instance, that situation where my friend was like, I can't believe you're gonna go there alone. It was just kind of like, yeah, like what's the problem? Because I feel maybe the most intimidating part of doing things alone is other people's reactions. As I said, for instance, in this example where you run into somebody who's accompanied while you're alone, I feel like that can sometimes be the scary part. So if you learn how to handle that in a way that kind of like makes you feel like the bigger person, that can take you really far as well, because it's kind of like an obstacle that you check off the box. And I also want to acknowledge that being alone definitely is a skill to develop. Like, we're surrounded by people like constantly in our lives, so maybe you do kind of need to go out of your way to be able to harvest this. And I just have to say that I'm so grateful that at 19 years of age, I was kind of forced to do so, obviously, because I moved so far away from home. And yeah, I kind of was forced to be alone for a while. So I'm so grateful that life kind of made me do that. And yeah, like, it's truly a privilege to have like that much experience in this at such a young age. So I'm very grateful for that. And also, obviously, this episode, I made a lot of emphasis on being alone, but it's not about being alone all the time. That's not what I'm trying to tell you. I just wanted to do an entire episode dedicated to the beauty in being alone, but by no means am I trying to convince you that you should be alone all the time. As I said, people can bring so much color and interesting things into your life. Just what I wanted to do with this episode was highlight that you don't have to be alone all the time, but you do need to know that if you are alone, it's fine. For this week's recommendation, I am sharing Pringles. I've loved Pringles ever since I was little. I never get tired of those chips. They truly are like a special snack. It's like they're so good, and they're so much more special than like the other kind of chips, you know, like the ones that come in bags. And this week when I was grocery shopping, I treated myself to like a tube of Pringles, and I was like, this is so fun. The other day I was watching How I Met Your Mother and eating Pringles, and I was like, these are so good, like they're so delicious. And I mean, they are kind of like expensive, so it's not like I can get them all the time, but I've just enjoyed my Pringles so much this week. And I kind of wanted to acknowledge that. It's not a new discovery or anything like that. It's just kind of like a rekindled love. Well, that's about it for this episode. I would like to clarify that I am not a specialist. Everything I share is based off of my experience and what I've learned. Don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram at TheST Podcast. I'm very active on there. It's a visually aesthetic platform built with interactive spaces for us. Please tag me on your stories and send me pics listening with your tea. Also, please rate, review, follow, and subscribe. Whatever your platform lets you do, it would help me out a lot. Because reviews are the only way I can start growing, getting recommended to new people, and being included in rankings. Plus, I read reviews on here, so if you want to be featured, go on right ahead. Please spread this episode with any friends or family you think will like it. I would love it for you to share your thoughts on this podcast. You can send me a voice message directly through Anchor or through my email, thestpodcast@gmail.com. You can reach out for business inquiries and set up sponsorships through there as well. Make sure to check out the show notes. There's a bunch of fun stuff listed down there, alongside with links to everything I mentioned here today. Remember, you can join me every Thursday for a new episode, including the last one of every month with the guest, and an additional bonus monthly Q&A. Thank you for your time, and for joining me in my little corner of the internet. I appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in, have a beautiful week, and a wonderful existence.